for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com
or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Thursday evening, May the 21st, 2009. Bill Smith is the speaker of this service, teaching on the Enchristed life.
Amen. Brother Bill Smith from Fort Worth, Texas. Come.
I've walked with you since 1979. And the Word of God says we ask anything in His name, He will do it.
Amen. Amen.
It's not too much to ask God to give my brother divine life.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's not out of hand at all. And that God can keep him in this earth carrying on what he's doing. So put your hand this way. Lord, in the name of Jesus now, I rebuke every weak vessel that's within him right now. God, by the delegated authority in Jesus' name, according to your word tonight to be it under Brother Glenn, I curse every disorder tonight. I bring it out by the roots tonight, Lord. And God, that Brother Glenn to be set free to give glory and honor with his body in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. According to your word be it to Brother Glenn, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Son, the hour has come for you that you will stand and still proclaim my truth. It shall not wither away. But yea, that truth shall come out even as a two-edged sword. And son, as thou dost put it out, thy lips shall even become as it were numb from the anointing of thy God that's come within thee. So know thou this, my son, this is thy day that I've called thee aside to fill thee with another realm of my life, saith the Lord. I pray ye. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I prophesy unto every weak vessel that would be in my brother's body. God, we know that a man hasn't lived a day, but we know that Methuselah came to 969. And you said in your word, a day of the Lord is a thousand years as a day. And we decree it to be so for Brother Glenn tonight. Amen and amen, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says, by his stripes I am healed.
Yes. Amen.
Now, Jesus did that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He carries the scars, doesn't
he? Yes, he did.
And he said, I give Glenn Miller authority.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
In his name.
Amen.
So, and he gives you the same authority.
Yes. Yes.
And I tell my body, in Jesus' name, to restore itself and become whole.
Amen. Amen.
And I have the authority in Jesus' name to do that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Buddy,
amen.
You hear the word of the Lord. Yes. Every one of you can do that. Buddy, hear the word of the Lord. Be whole in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we lay hold upon it tonight, Lord. Hey, Lord, we lay hold upon it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Some of you don't know about this. Maybe 20 years, maybe I'm off somewhere there, I don't know. Brother Glenn was taking some heavy equipment, moving a propane tank that was on fire, and he was burned. And I don't, was you here, Sister Patty? You was here, wasn't you, Sister Patty? I was ministering, he's sitting over there, face so red and burned. And I said, God, I can't take this. Because by your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. And I tell you, before the service is over, this man didn't have no red on his face or neck or nowhere. Am I telling the truth, Brother Glenn? Because why? We prayed to God that God would take care of it, and God will. There's nothing out of reach tonight. Hallelujah to God. I want to share something with you just a little bit. And back in March, I think it's March the 20th, 18th or something, we're there about. I was in Mexico, as Brother Glenn was telling you about, and taking care of our churches and some things down there. And you know, there's nothing for the kingdom of God without a fight. Now I want to tell you something. The devil's not my friend, but I want to tell you something. He will report for duty, but I'm not giving him a job. I'm going to keep him unemployed. All of a sudden, we were driving down the road. Have you heard about the trouble that's been happening in Mexico? I can relate to you. So, all of a sudden, we seen the Federales. I counted, there was 12 carloads of Federales. Two big trucks loaded down with machine guns and all. And they said, well, you don't have a whole lot to worry about because all them boys is trained in the U.S. The bullets is no different. So, guess what? If you ain't prayed through, you'll soon get there. And that night, come on, I'm sick and tired of religious system. I'm talking about tired. I'm sick and tired of religion that I'm seeing on television. I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I want to see Him high and lifted up and His train filling the temple. You know, Sister Jerry, Acts chapter 2. Everybody majors on just, you know, talking about, well, I speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is the most elementary office of the Holy Ghost that there is. And so, I begin to see something after all of these years. Maybe you're not as dumb as I am. I begin to see something in the Word of God. And the Bible said, and the Spirit filled the place in where all they were sitting. Is that what it says? I began to minister the word of the Lord. And they helped a man in a wheelchair up out of another room and got him into the where I was at inside of the auditorium, the building. It's not much of auditorium in the village, but I guess I don't know what else to call it. But it was the church building. Moving in the realm of the Spirit, the children were coming in every week because they said the doctor said he's not going to make it. But he came in that service. Nobody laying hand, nobody blowing, nobody doing anything because it was filled with the Holy Ghost. And that man got up out of that wheelchair. Hallelujah to God. And today he's still not going to no dialysis. Nobody running, laid hand, nobody did this. Say, oh, it was me. No, it's God. It's God. And then again, how many heard about the 7 that was killed at the bridge in Mexico? In the new bridge where they were building it. 7 were killed, family in the van. See, just before that, on a Sunday night, I left after the night service, after ministering, headed for home with my family. And I was talking to Brother Jesse Ferguson, and I said, Brother Jesse, I've never seen this prettier road or this greater road new in Mexico. So we were talking about it, and I was driving because they don't know the country of Mexico. I was driving,
And all of a sudden, there was no more road. Come up there, if you've been reading in the news, they run off in where the bridge is supposed to be, went in and killed the whole family with the van. So Brother Jesse got all bent out of shape. He said, why did the government allow this to happen? But I'm going to tell you something. I was running 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, he said, there ain't no barricade. But when I backed that diesel up, I began to see the barricade in little pieces of wood where they went through it, tore it up, and just landed on the ground. So I had no warning. I had nothing. And all that I had time to say was in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, the angels of the Lord begin to grab those wheels on that diesel and begin to set her down. Hallelujah to God. And when I got her set down, it's just before she goes over the bridge. Now, you tell me, that's our God that we're serving. It's not one that we have to drum up or to do this and that and the other, but He's a God that's setting creation free today because He's raising up a people. I've never seen the power of God working as I'm seeing in this day today. Because why? I believe that God's getting us better. But you know what I did? I laid down in the floor and I said, God, bring me to the place that You can trust me. That You can trust me with what You're doing. Because you see, I am Your ambassador. I've got to minister what I receive from You. And I said, God, bring me to the place, whatever You need to do, that You can trust me with all of Your power that I can bring into creation. Now, I want to tell you something. Sometimes, after all of these years, I'm not going to trust myself to remember the scripture the next morning. In the night when God gives me a word, Brother Glenn, I jump and run to my study, write that down because I'm not going to be real super spiritual and say, I'll remember that in the morning. Because I want to know what God is doing today. God is raising up a people today that's going to hear His voice. And so, here's what God gave me last week. Revelation chapter 22, verse 10. And He said unto me, seal not. Now I want to tell you something. Most of this word is sealed up today. And it's not being opened, but God wants the truth unveiled. And that's why He said, Solomon cried out in Proverbs, said, buy the truth, sell it not. And so then, in John 8:32, said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So here we are. Now, unsealed. Sister Carla, it's sealed to most people. They got a religious program and a religious thing going. And that's what they're living from. But brother and sister, I don't want religion. I want Jesus Christ, my Lord, ruling and reigning. Now, said, notice what he said. Seal not the sayings of this prophecy, of this book, for the time is at hand. I believe that God's wanting us to remove the seals off from the book. Now, I want you to go with me into Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. I want you to look with me here at this. And I saw thrones. How many knows the Bible said, Revelation chapter 3 verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, I'm here to tell you today that God has brought us into the throne zone today. We're in the throne room with God. And we're hearing what God is saying. So now, notice what he said. Revelation 20 verse 4. And I saw the thrones, and he that sat upon the throne, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. So, all of a sudden, I didn't understand. God was talking about being beheaded. And I'm telling you today, we that are moving in the realm of the Spirit today, God is beheading us from the Adamic nature. Hallelujah. The Bible said all in Adam die, all in Christ is made alive. The Bible said every last one of us has done a good job of representing the Adamic nature, the natural, but now it's time for the spiritual. And it's time, how are we going to do it unless we're spiritual people? Because God is raising us up. Now, what is God doing? God is bringing forth a carbon copy in the earth today. Now, let's notice as we look at this. Go with me now into Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 14 and 16. And what profit in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, to reveal, be called by his grace, to reveal his son in me. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't know about a lot of other people, but I started school when I was 5 years of age. And God called me to preach when I was 5 years, and I stumbled around and drug around in my own doings until I was up a teenager. And then all we ever was taught was backsliding it, and we practiced it every day. Have you ever heard that before? All we were ever taught was backsliding, and so we just practiced it every day. But now notice where God's bringing us into, that we have a walk in God, hallelujah, that we're going to fill this earth with God's glory as the water covereth the sea. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, and then notice what it says again in Isaiah 6. He said how that the Lord was going to fill the earth again with the glory of the Lord. Now notice what it said. He separated me from my mother to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. And so I, when 5 years of age, I said, I can't tell my mother and daddy about this. Because, you know, as a child, I saw the picture that the artist always painted, you know. And he was motioning for me to come. But that's the only way he could relate to me. And so that's the way he related it to me. So I wouldn't tell my mother and daddy because I was afraid they'd think I was crazy. So I just kept it to myself. But then as it began to unroll and unroll, and then there was no way I could hide it no longer. And I said, God, I'm going for the long haul. Everything that you're doing today, I'm going to be a part of it by your grace, God. Now I want you to go with me. And now notice what he said. I want to read that verse one more time. To reveal his son in me, I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. Now, I want you to go with me in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. See, this is a very familiar scripture, but God's telling me. Now, how many knows God's telling every one of us to dig deeper? He's telling us to dig deeper. What are we doing? We're locating the rock. Who is that rock? Hallelujah. Who was that followed them up out of the wilderness? Huh? It was a pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day. See, Lenox and Fort Worth thought they put out the first air conditioning system, but they didn't. God did. Hallelujah. Now notice what it says. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself. Now, I am crucified, not one day or someday, but God, I am crucified with him. What? The Adamic nature. He's removing all of that, that he can bring forth the Christ nature, and that God can fill us with his fullness in this earth. Praise the Lord. Guess what? You can head for the devil in the power of God, and you can set yourself free. Hallelujah. And it's just like this today. I said, I refuse to give you any more time. You're not going to have no more time with my family. Because I'm giving you notice today that I'm taking over. I'm being empowered by the Spirit of God, and I will release that power to take over. Now, I am crucified, not one day, but what did he say? I'm crucified, but yet I live. Now, how many remembers the scripture when God told Aaron, throw that rod down on the ground. And when he did, it became a serpent, didn't it? Well, So the religious week said, we got to beat that, so we're going to show them what we can do. They threw theirs on the ground and they became serpents, didn't they? But guess what? Serpent killed serpent. Come on. The first death was never hurt with the second death. Come on. Serpent killed serpent. And guess what? All of a sudden, Aaron's rod gobbles them up, and then Aaron's rod turns back in, the serpent comes back into a rod, and then Moses parts the Red Sea with it. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, we're God, we're in charge today, folks. We're nobody's poor kinfolk just drifting along waiting for something to happen. We're in charge today. Hallelujah to God. I am crucified with Christ now. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I. Not that Adamic nature, but the very nature of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Now, I had a terrible bout with these people come in there in Mexico. And I hate to say, well, look now, you just stay out of there. You just keep hands off because we built these churches. And we didn't go to the city. We went to the bush country. And we built the churches in the bushes. So Glenn knows one of the guys. And Glenn feels the same way that I do. So they don't know that I can just sit back in there and say, Lord, I take dominion. I loose your power now. And I take dominion over that spirit. And guess what? They would run up and grab the microphone from the one that was singing or leading the song service. Grab that microphone and run back with it. I'm going to tell you something. I said, God, I've seen you. I will take dominion. And you know what? They started over to get that third mic again. And the guy reached up and turned his back. Spanish brother. Alright? So we had that bout and then went right on and was nearly killed in the truck. But I want to tell you something. I stood out beside that truck and I raised my hands and began to just worship God and thank God. But I want to tell you something. We're plowing deep today. And we're going to have to if we're going to win this race. Because there's nothing easy anymore for us. You and I have already passed through the easy. Now it's going to be hand-to-hand combat. That's why you're here in this meeting. That's why 6 o'clock meeting in the morning is to deliverance. It's to set creation free. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, I am crucified. Not one day I will be. Now, you know what God is really after? God is after a ruling man that he can rule through in this earth. Now, when I say man, now you do know that's talking to woman too. Because the Bible says, woe unto you daughters of Zion. And in the book of Isaiah, then you look the rendering up into the Hebrew, and it says sons too. So don't think you're getting exempted. Because, let me tell you something, God is bringing a man, woman, in this earth that he can rule through. That he can, with no boundaries. But you, so many people today, you know, and I guess, but thank God I learned early. Maybe I did learn most of it early. When I was very young preaching, I preached here very young. I'm still young. I'm 39 and holding. My daughter, she says, Daddy, I said, honey, how'd you get older than me? She said, I don't lie about my age. Now, I want to tell you something. God is raising up people. It's not the age that matters. Moses never got started till he was 85. Ain't nobody here older than 85. But you see, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I. Now, I want you to, just for a second, I'm going to go into Hebrews now. I want to pick up Hebrews chapter 1 and look at the Word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1, and let's see here what it says. Beginning at verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom are also He made the worlds. Now notice again, who in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. Now, You know what it says in the Greek? An exact copy. An exact copy of the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth. You said I can't be like him. The Bible said he is the true bread. And we're going in John 6 and we're eating of that true bread. And we become what we eat. Come on. So that true bread. He said they gave you that bread in the wilderness. And what they ate, they're all dead. But he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now that's the book. That's not me. And so thing of it is. But now, an exact copy. All right? Now, go with me into Romans. How many wants to be an exact copy of the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth? That's where it's all at. All right? Now, Romans chapter 5. Let's look at this. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, alright, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Is that what your Bible says? By one, Jesus Christ. So now, I'm crucified, Paul says, but nevertheless I live. I'm crucified with that Adamic nature, because in Adam all die, but in Christ, all is made alive. Now, so nevertheless, I live. I'm not going to be crucified. This is something that, you know, about 43 or 44 years ago, I lost my rapture. I didn't know what to do about it. I was in New York, and I called my pastor. I said, remember, Brother Sherwood, I told you about these people that they were going to manifest the Christ in this earth. He said, don't you let them mess you up. Don't let them mess you up. But then, I was in New York. I called him back home. I said, hey, how many of you ever heard of Costa Deer? Cut his hair. Did he cut too much off? He's kidding. Costa Deer. I never will forget that man. Because he was such a great man of God. A great apostle of the Lord. And so I said, Brother Sherwood, Costa Deer, he is one of the greatest worshipers I've ever seen. And he says that there's not going to be no rapture either, like I was talking to you about. Don't let him mess you up. Don't let him mess you up. But now I'm too far gone. I'm too far gone now. They were trying to debate me here a while back, and so one of the preachers jumped up and he said, Bill's forgotten more word than you've ever known. I don't know about that story. But the thing of it is, folks, how many knows it's time that we see an exact copy of the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth? Hallelujah. Who's he going to appear in? And the Bible says he's going to appear in these saints. Now, so let's go a little further. Reign in life. Now, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of him, the free gift came upon all men unto justification, grace, and righteousness. Now, let me take you to one that was really is bad. 2 Corinthians, verse 3 and verse 18. Now, this is really bad. Now, let's notice. Let's start verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil that shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, as in a glass, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are what now? Are changed into what? The same image. So I didn't make it up, did I? From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I've come to the place. Now, how many knows that the translator put the King James Version on the Bible? Now, how many knows that King James says that's the Acts of the Apostles? Is that what it says? Alright. But I changed mine. I say that's the Acts of the Holy Ghost because there's no amen put on it yet. Hello?
Hello, there's no amen on it yet. But why? Because God's raising up people up in the earth that's going to walk in the Word of God and put an amen on the book of Acts. That's too strong. But guess what? I tell you, so many times I see people in such conditions still running up and begging the Lord, because we're not beggars, we're possessors of all things. Instead of begging the Lord, I begin to just speak the Word. Speak the Word. And guess what? That Word of God is more powerful than any two-edged sword. And that Word will get it the job done. Now, are changed into what? The same image. Don't you feel your change is taking place? In this year, I want to tell you something. The more you dig down is the deeper you're going to get, and the more that the enemy is going to contact you. But I want to tell you something. At the same time, you have power over all of the powers of the enemy. And guess what? Sister Carla, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 said, give him no place. Give him no place. And I'm not giving him no place in my family whatsoever, because God placed me as the priest over that household. And I, by the help and grace of God, I'm going to not be a dictator, but to be the priest over that household. Now, so let's notice as we're going up, now are changed into the same image, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Alright? Now, just a little ways over, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. And we all know what that is. But, you know, for a long time, people taught me, Romans 8, 28, everything works together for the good to them that are the called. I thought, well, boy, you're going to really have a battle. But if you can just finally make it on through, you can win the victory. But that ain't the way it is at all. Because verse 29 is the answer. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, if you don't like that, you can look in the Greek and it said, just like him. Come on, is that too strong? Strong meat belongs to Hebrews 5:14. That strong meat belongs to full age. Brother and sister, I tell you what, when we get through tired of eating my cooking in Mexico, it sure is good to get across the border. Because they cook a little better than I do. Even though I was raised with all them girls with no sisters, and I didn't learn how to cook very much, but I'll tell you one thing. You go to the mission field, you'll either learn or starve. But guess what? He's raising up in this earth a people that's going to be an exact copy of him. What Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9? Bringing many sons unto glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So he's bringing many sons. And guess what? Let me give you some good grammar. My girl's a school teacher. That's us. God is bringing forth the people that he can rule through to rule this nation with a rod of iron. And guess what? By the help and grace of God, I'm going to try to be one of the 5-star generals in leading the way. Praise the Lord. All right. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predict to conform to his image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, just like him. All right? Now, go with me in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore, you are no more foreigners, strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. And what now? And are built upon the foundation. I didn't know that Brother Glenn, when I first met Brother Glenn, I met him in Arlington, Texas. I didn't know nothing about Lake Hamilton. I don't know if Lake Hamilton was even started yet. 4 years. I met him in Arlington, Texas. And I went out there and I just talked. I told my wife, I said, oh, I met a man today that had a Winnebago and he had a bookstore. I said, he sure was the nicest man. And then the next thing I knew, I was called to command. Glenn said he was sorry for that. Oh, don't we? He said to me not to lie. All liars shall have their part.
Now, notice what he says. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, I tell you, I so enjoyed, and of course, that big stick over there, because I seen some things in earlier years that you might think he was little, but he was a war horse. I told him back then, I said, that's the little man with the big stick. So then he got the stick. But I want to tell you something. God is raising up people in this hour. It's not going to have a jellyfish backbone, but they're going to stand with the word of God, and it's going to tear down all the powers of the enemy. And we will take back what's been taken from us. Hallelujah.
We're on the winning team!
Hallelujah! In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, what's doing that? The Holy Ghost is doing that. Now, let's notice Ephesians 4 and 13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the stature of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You haven't arrived till you get there, folks. Never will forget, as a little bitty kid, my little sisters, going to California, would say, Daddy, Mama, have we got there yet? I want you to know, we're in a battle, we're in warfare. But Jeremiah told us that God made us weapons of warfare. Jeremiah said we're weapons of battle, actually. Now, let's look again. Jeremiah 15:19 says this, if you can separate the precious from the vile, then your mouth will be as the mouth of God. Does the Bible say that? Yes, it does. Now, let's notice again. If you learn to separate the precious from the vile, that's why in the 6 o'clock prayer meeting in the morning, they're going to separate the vile from the precious. And there's not going to be a mixture. Because let me tell you something. Up to where you at now, there's been a mixture in all of us. A little bit of Adam and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We'll come to a place now, there's no more mixture. God said, I want to see myself in this earth. Remember John 16 said, sirs, we would see Jesus. And that's all. He said, you'll not see him except the corn wheat fall into the ground, die, it abideth alone. But guess what? God is doing it. Am I getting long-winded? Well, my wife tells me sometimes, she said, I know you ain't going to look at your watch, but I'm going to wave the calendar. Praise the name of the Lord. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't want to be like John Wayne. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. You say, you're not going to be the Son of God. No, but I'm going to be the one to follow after him. He's leading the way. The Bible said, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, but if the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body that dwelleth in you. Now, so let's... David cried out in Psalms chapter 17, verse 15, I'll be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Now, how many tonight has been eating of the true bread, the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, once we start eating that bread, we don't never worry about it anymore. Turn with me in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, and let's look here at the word of the Lord. Hosea, chapter 6. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, he will heal us, he has smitten, and he will bind us up. You know, when I was very young, I was preaching on the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah did a complete destructive work before he did a constructive work. God is moving all of the Adamic nature out of here because he's not building on the Adamic nature. He's building on the nature of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's why that God's calling for more and more of us. That's why we're crying out day after day, oh Lord, make me in your likeness. Now, so Brother Glenn, I was ready to come home, and The other brother, Brother Richie Richardson, his wife had come in and her daddy, because they was expecting this man that I'm telling you about was going to die. I don't understand why. One time I had a man in a big room dying from hog cholera in Mexico, and they were all sitting around waiting for him to die. And if I could have the language in that I got as much as I got now, I would ask everyone to get out of the room, because I don't want death to hear ministering in here when I'm ministering life. So when I was praying for the man, it felt like I could reach about that tall and caught my prayer. That's about as high as I felt like it got. And then I said, God, you said in your word, a sign shall follow them that believe. I said, God, if I'm not a believer, right now is the greatest time I know of. You make me a believer. Turn around and pray for that man again. That man himself began to pull the grave clothes off. Come on, folks. But you think I got that way by talking about Adam? No, sir. Walking in the same nature with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of the kings. And I'm not waiting for that day. You say, well, he's coming back King of kings. Oh, no, he's already King of kings to me. He's everything to me. Nothing else matters now. Money, houses, lands, nothing matters, nothing to me. Only Jesus Christ, my Lord. And guess what? More and more and more of him. Brother Glenn, there was a man named Les Nisby. He thought he was really cutting me down. He was out there, was on our back parking lot, you know, in the back of the church, that big parking lot back there. We had some, on the fence row, the bushes was growing up in the fence row, so we had some men got out there, was cutting them all down. And so he walks over to me and he thought, well, he's just a little bit jealous, but the Bible said jealousy is cruel as a grave. So all of a sudden he said, you know, Bill, it comes to the things of God, you got a hog spirit. I said, yes, sir, I'm going to get mine and yours too if you don't get it. But I want all I can get. And Sister Carla, I'm going to can all I get. And now look what Hosea says. Then after 2 days will he revive us, and the third day will raise us up and we live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on. But I thought I got it all. Every day there is new understanding that's been brought to us. Sister Carla, I've never seen since last year, December, to the fifth month of this year, as God has begun to deal and uncover things that's been hid on open sight. Come on, it's hid on open sight. And I said, God, open up my understanding. Paul cried out in the priestly prayer of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to know the hope of a calling. Every day I'm saying, God, open up my understanding. Then he says, then shall you know if you follow on. How many people do you know think they've already got it all? Come on, folks. We're not doing it that way. Every day, God is giving us more and more as we're hungry and thirsty after him. You said, I just don't believe this. Well, I want to see if this is a scripture, if I dreamed it. Did Haggai chapter 2, verse 9 say the glory of this latter house is going to be greater than the former house? Did he say that? So I'm looking for this. The first house, the clothes even grew with them. The shoes didn't even wax old. Come on, let's read the book. And then all of a sudden he said, you're all going to die in the wilderness, but that seed is going to take over, hallelujah, and going to fill the camp. Sister Jerry, I don't want nobody to take my place. No, sir. Every day I'm saying, God, wash me, cleanse me, purge me, purify me. Get up in the morning, go into that bathroom and say, God, I set you before me today, and I'll follow after you. Now, in closing, so then shall you know if you follow on. Alright? How many of us has ever come to the place that we thought, well, we just got it all? My little grandson, who's already got 2 years of college now, when he was little at the camp, did any of you ever hear go to the camp in Oklahoma, our family camp that we had up there? Guess not. We had A lot of people from all over everywhere came into our family camp. So of morning when they had the little class, he wasn't old enough to get his, he had to be 6 years old, so he was still in kindergarten. So he was rolling his little truck around inside of the camper. So my grandson, might not look too good for you to do it, but I was rolling that car around with him. And I go, like that. All of a sudden he looked over me and he says, "Poppy, I don't have to go to service this morning because my God teacher's already taught me all about God, and I know about Jesus and I know about God." That's where a lot of people is today. My grandson was 5 years old. He said, "My God teacher," which was one of our ladies at the church, was teaching the class. "Our God teacher, the brother and sister today, I want more and more, and I'm not going to be satisfied until I wake with his likeness." Now, but how many of us today are going to be satisfied with less? Now, do you want him to? Now, and in closing the second time, how many remembers when Abraham took Isaac and the two servants and went up the mountain? Well, they had everything going there. But guess what? It came so high, Sister Carla, and they stopped the servants out there. I and the son will go on. Sister Carla, I'm going on. I and the son is different from a servant. I and the son, we're going on because we're making Jesus Christ our Lord forever and forever. We will reign with him forever and forever. We will fill this earth with the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Lord, I take dominion over every sickness that's in this camp here tonight. I take dominion over every incurable disease that's in this camp here tonight. God, you said we could have life and have it more abundantly. I curse every bit of the arthritis. I curse every disorder in your body here tonight. In Jesus' name, by your stripes, we were healed at Calvary. We're not going to be. We're not playing around. We know that we will be. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. A man came up to me. I said a while ago, but I didn't get the rest finished. I'd already got all my bags loaded in my diesel. So I was ready to come home, because when I finish up, I'm ready to come home. And so, man came up there and he looked over at me and he said, in Spanish, "Yo no conozco." I said, "Si, si, no conozco. I don't know you." He said, "Friday night, you was ministering in Los Alamos," and said, "I was deaf. I was deaf." And he said, "While you were ministering, my ear popped and now I hear." We didn't have no cameras. We didn't have anything. And guess what? There never will be. I tell you, Jesus Christ, our Lord's running this show. Hallelujah! And he's bringing us forth in his power that we will demonstrate his power in this earth. He said, "Well, maybe it didn't happen." Well, why did he come across from Los Alamos over to Fresno? It's all those bitters just to tell me a lie. I don't believe he did that. Because I believe God did the work. Come on, folks. Let's release the crisis. How many's ever heard that old Pentecostal thing? You gotta pray spirit down. He's already here. He lives in his house. Brother Glenn, I won't never hush. Lord, we just thank you tonight for this camp. God, I thank you for the ministry that is shared with us. God, I thank you for your precious word that you are changing us into your likeness and into your image in this earth. God, I thank you for what you did for Brother Glenn tonight. Lord, even tomorrow we're going to even see, Lord, that his voice is stronger than it was today, because this man of God needs that voice for the kingdom of God. Bless each and every one that's here tonight. God, we hope that we've helped everyone that's here tonight and hurt no one. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Prayer meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Service at 10 o'clock in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.com. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.